With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the Health Courage Collective podcast, episode 74. Decide not to get Alzheimer's. Did you know you could do that?
Welcome to the Health Courage Collective podcast, the show for women who are too busy to slog through hours of generalized, inapplicable, and often contradictory health information, but too smart to ignore that a few minutes of focused attention now can prevent years of suffering in the future. I'm your host, Christina Hackett, a pharmacist who doesn't want you to live on prescriptions, a certified coach specifically trained to maximize your potential, and a compulsive learner obsessed with preventative, cutting-edge, holistic, and integrative medicine. I'm on a mission to increase your physical and mental resilience so you can fearlessly look forward to your next 40-plus limitless years. Your time is now. Let's go.
Hello and welcome to another episode. How is your holiday season going? Did you have a great Thanksgiving? I hope so. How's your drift? Did you think of some ways to prevent it and arrive at New Year's Day having intentionally created your experience of the holiday season and its after effects on your health? You are awesome. Today we're going to talk about deciding not to get Alzheimer's disease. Did you know that you have a lot of control over that? Most of what you typically hear about Alzheimer's is that it's kind of a genetic roulette. Maybe you'll get it, maybe you won't. If you know someone with dementia, it's heartbreaking, and I don't want to minimize your suffering, and I'm certainly not saying that anyone did anything wrong or is in any way to blame for losing their memory. That would be crazy. We can't be expected to prevent something that we couldn't have possibly understood. But our understanding is starting to expand, and we know so much more now about what we can do to prevent and even reverse cognitive decline and dementia. It's super exciting, and most people don't know about it yet because it's not a pill. If it were, it would be the greatest drug of the decade or semi-century. I would say whole century, but penicillin was discovered in 1928, so we're not quite there yet. But could you imagine the billions and billions and billions of dollars that would go to a drug company that could reliably prevent and halt Alzheimer's and in some cases reverse the cognitive decline? I've mentioned Dr. Dale Bredesen in the past. He's a neurologist who has been preventing and reversing Alzheimer's in his patients for about 15 years. Most of this information comes from his book, The End of Alzheimer's. It's awesome. If you're particularly interested in this area, or certainly if you have the APOE4 gene, I highly, highly recommend it. I both read it with my eyes and listened to it so I could really absorb it all, you know. I read it during a 4-hour stay at a local tire center while they replaced my rear struts, so that was a good time. My favorite part of the book was when I was listening to the beginning of it while driving my kids to school and Dr. Bredesen was talking about all the current therapies for Alzheimer's disease. There are some expensive medications, none of which do anything, and he was explaining how nothing we currently have works. And my 14-year-old was like, well, yeah, of course none of the current treatments work because the people can't remember that they got treated. He always says the funniest things ever since he was a little kid. I guess that would be the ultimate proof of the placebo effect. It only works if you remember you got treated. Okay, so I just wanted to introduce you to these ideas from Dr. Bredesen and help you realize that you have a ton of control over your future mental sharpness, even if, or more especially if, you have the APOE4 gene. If you've ever thought before that you wouldn't want to know if you had that genetic predisposition to Alzheimer's, think again. Knowledge is power. Even if you're statistically 51% more likely to develop Alzheimer's, there are absolutely things you can do to make it 90% likely that you'll be in the 49% of people who don't get it. It's way better than sitting around and waiting in fear. So, if you look up a definition of Alzheimer's disease, you'll find something like a progressive mental deterioration that occurs in middle or old age due to generalized degeneration of the brain. If you find a longer definition, in addition to stressing that it's progressive and irreversible, it will say that memory loss and confusion are the main symptoms. It's caused by the death of brain cells and that there is no cure, only temporary management strategies. There are some different types of dementia besides Alzheimer's. There's also vascular dementia, frontotemporal dementia, and Lewy body dementia. They're a little bit different. Some common symptoms of dementia are inability to recognize or remember faces, decreasing mental clarity, decreased interest in reading, inability to follow complex conversations and story plots, decreased recall of what was just read or heard, decreasing vocabulary, mixing up words, slow processing speed, increased anxiety about finding your way, difficulty remembering appointments, sleep disruption, trouble with foreign languages, and decreased effectiveness of caffeine, which is kind of a weird one. Hey, I just wanted to quickly interrupt and say good for you for being here listening to a podcast about improving your biological age relative to your chronological age. Have you ever thought about slowing the biological aging of your skin? If you heard my episode 55 about senescent cells, then you know that the accumulation of these undead cells accelerates all of the problems of aging. Well, now there's a topical supplement you can put on your skin that reduces the accumulation of senescent cells in your skin. This reduces wrinkles, but also all other skin conditions caused by thinner, weaker, drier skin. It also reduces the formation of age spots and increases collagen and hyaluronic acid production within your skin. It's a peptide called OS01, and it's in a product called OneSkin. I use it every day on my face and neck, and I've noticed a big difference. I would say my skin is more moisturized, but that's not a good enough description because it's not like when you put moisturizer on, but your skin is still dry underneath. It's the exact opposite. The topical supplement isn't greasy at all, but my skin is plumper and healthier from the inside out. I'm a big fan. If OneSkin sounds like something you'd like to try, there's a link in the show notes to get you $20 off. All right, back to the episode. You've probably heard of amyloid plaques and neurofibrillary tangles. They're kind of the hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. You used to be able to only see them on autopsy, but PET and other advanced brain scans can see them now. I used to think that's what Alzheimer's was. You start to get these amyloid plaques, that's Alzheimer's, and unfortunately the plaques jumble up your brain cell connections and there's nothing you can do. It's a slow descent to the end of your life. Multiple billions of dollars have been spent on research to reverse or prevent the accumulation of amyloid plaque. That's been the targeted bad guy for a long time. The plaques and tangles in Alzheimer's brains are largely, but not totally, made of the peptide amyloid beta. If you remember, a peptide is like a mini protein, amino acids strung together but not long enough to be a protein. Amyloid beta binds to multiple receptors on the brain cells or neurons and blocks signals that say, don't die. Sometimes we want our cells to die and make way for new cells, but old cells dying faster than healthy new ones can be made causes loss of function. Not to get too biochemical on you, but I think it's important to understand this. I didn't get it before I read Dr. Bredesen's book, and now it makes a ton of sense to me. Amyloid beta is made from amyloid precursor protein called APP. Molecular scissors, called proteases, cut at either three spots along APP's 695 amino acid chain, or at just one spot. As you can visualize, cutting at three spots leaves four chain pieces, while cutting at one spot leaves two chain pieces. It turns out that if your protease, or molecular scissors, snips the APP protein at three spots, those four amino acid chains are pro-Alzheimer's. But if APP is only snipped once, those two amino acid chains are anti-Alzheimer's, maintaining synaptic connections and nourishing the neurons. Depending on how APP is cut, the resulting fragments will either support the cellular processes needed for memory formation and maintenance, or destroy those cellular processes. Everyone with Alzheimer's has the balance tipping toward the three snips of APP rather than the single cut. Neurons and other connections with each other are being destroyed more often than they're being nourished and pampered. So all you have to do if you don't want to get Alzheimer's is to tip the balance back the other way. Easy. Interestingly, one of the things that really tips the balance to the bad four amino acid chain side is the presence of amyloid beta. It's like a vampire. It perpetuates its own replication. Not cool. We've been doing some remodeling at our house, and even though it's all surface level stuff, it is extremely labor intensive. That's been my all day, every day for what feels like forever now. And I'm so exhausted. The materials are expensive and it takes so much energy because we're doing it all ourselves. I seriously need a nap, you guys. It's also starting to look really good, so that's something. And I'm glad our house isn't bigger because there's no way. Painting a straight line between the wall and the ceiling 18 feet up was an experience, and I was pretty much at the limits of my capabilities. Okay, so APP and where it's cut responds to all kinds of signals. Estrogen, testosterone, thyroid hormone, insulin, sirtuins, BDNF, NF, kappa beta, vitamin D, stress responses, sleep responses, energy demands, and so on. Your brain has nearly 1 quadrillion synapses to maintain. Every time you learn a new skill or create a new memory, your body has to create new synapses or connections or remodel existing ones. Construction and remodeling demand a lot of materials and energy. I can testify to that. When we're young, synapse building, maintenance, and destruction are in perfect dynamic equilibrium. We can learn and we can remember, but whatever we can afford to forget, like who we sat next to in second grade or what we had for lunch on November 23rd, 2017, is dismantled and recycled for parts. It's beautiful. But when your body doesn't have the energy and materials to construct and remodel all of those connections or synapses, APP realizes that this gargantuan network of synapses is no longer sustainable, and it has to strategically protect itself. The size of the job exceeds its capacity in terms of material and energy, so in order to not lose everything, it's forced to strategically downsize. More often than not, the most recent additions are the first to go, which is why often Alzheimer's patients can clearly remember their childhood of the 40s, but not whether they ate lunch 40 minutes ago. In his book, Dr. Bredesen describes why, despite billions of dollars of research trying to find one, no single drug or treatment has ever worked for Alzheimer's. And it's not because they can't remember that they got treated. He describes it like this. A home has been pummeled with baseball-sized hail. The storm left 36 holes in the roof. Roofers come and, to great expense, do a great job of fixing a single hole. Then they're baffled why rainwater continues to flood the house. They did their best work fixing that hole, but they've left the other 35 holes. Dr. Bredesen has identified 36 different contributors to whether APP gets cut into 4 pieces that lead to Alzheimer's or the 2 pieces that prevent it. It's possible that a few more could be discovered over the years, but if you can fix most of the 36 contributors, amazing things can happen. Things that drug companies would make billions of dollars from if they could do it with a single pill, but they can't. I'd encourage you to go get the book End of Alzheimer's if you want to learn more. The point is that you figure out what's most problematic for you and you target those specific issues in order to prevent or reverse cognitive decline. Maybe you don't have 21 of the 36 causes. Great. You can specifically focus on the 15 highest leverage areas for you. He lists out 3 types of Alzheimer's in terms of the cause, and each one focuses on repairing the, quote, roof holes, so to speak, of that specific type of dementia. There are specific lab tests that you can do to figure out what you're susceptible to and what your priorities should be. The 36 roof fixes are roughly categorized 3 ways. Preventing and reducing inflammation, optimizing your hormones, trophic factors, and nutrients, and eliminating toxins. There's so much good stuff in each of these categories. I'd love to talk more about it if you're interested. Let me know if you are. But if you'll indulge me in one last biochemical adventure, I think this is so fascinating. While amyloid beta is not the cause of Alzheimer's, the accumulation of too much of it does cause problems and also perpetuates the accumulation of more amyloid beta. You know that insulin is what brings your blood sugar down. It's a storage hormone. It's absolutely critical to your survival, but you also couldn't store any fat at all without insulin. You probably also know that eating excessive amounts of sugar and carbohydrates causes your body to produce extra insulin. That's how it's supposed to work. This is a great topic for another time, but while having too high of glucose is bad and leads to like kidney failure, blindness, amputations, and all that fun stuff, the real problem for most people, one of the major causes of the majority of diseases in the Western world, is having too high of insulin levels. It's not just about blood sugar level. Having too high of insulin levels comes as a natural response to eating too many simple carbohydrates and sugars. Having too much insulin around causes all kinds of problems, including becoming less sensitive to insulin, the way you don't notice a smell or sound anymore after being exposed to it at high levels over long periods of time. Anyhow, you pump out a lot of insulin after eating sugars and simple carbohydrates, that's how it's supposed to be, but your body needs to be able to eventually degrade your insulin so that your blood glucose doesn't go too low. It does this with an enzyme called insulin degrading enzyme, abbreviated IDE. And guess what else IDE degrades? Amyloid. What? But it obviously can't degrade both at once. If IDE is always busy breaking down insulin, it never gets a chance to go break down amyloid. Oh my gosh. By constantly eating carbohydrates, we're constantly producing insulin. And when we're constantly producing insulin, we're preventing the cleanup of amyloid from our brains. Some people call Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes, so I always knew there was this metabolic connection, but I didn't really know this insulin degrading enzyme thing before. It's super interesting. And there's a lot more to Alzheimer's than just the insulin piece, but it's a very important part. What you choose to put in your mouth and when matters. A lot. I'd love to help you get a doable plan running on autopilot to make sure you're not missing the opportunity to clean up amyloid before it's too late. It's absolutely worth your effort. The other big thing I want you to know from this episode is that you don't just get Alzheimer's one day, like one minute you don't have strep throat and the next minute you do. Have you ever had that happen? I have. At 322, I felt completely fine. And at 323, I was a basket case. Strep throat. Good times. Anyway, the cognitive decline comes on slowly, but from the time your loved ones start to notice subtle changes, you've probably had these disease processes running in the background for around 20 years. 20 years! That means the time to prevent the appearance of senior moments in your 60s or 70s is right now. This is a big deal, and it's totally doable. Despite how addressing 36 causes sounds, some simple changes can be profoundly beneficial, and the side effects of making those changes are also decreased susceptibility to almost all other diseases and increased self-confidence. You can't say that for Aricept, Exelon, or Namenda. I hope you choose not to get Alzheimer's disease. I know for a fact that the 2042 world needs you firing on all cylinders. You have unique perspectives and contributions yet to be made. Don't let your insights eventually fade away. There is so much you can do. I hope you've learned something helpful today. Alzheimer's disease isn't just the deposition of amyloid plaques in the brain, and it's not unpreventable or irreversible. It comes from your body doing its best to protect you from inflammatory insults, toxic compounds, suboptimal trophic factors, suboptimal nutrient supplies, or suboptimal hormone levels. Those protective measures cause APP to be cut into four segments instead of two, and that leads to your brain pruning back synapses faster than new ones can be made or current ones can be maintained. Our bodies are smart and they do the best they can with what we give them, so let's give them a fighting chance, shall we? Thank you so much for being here with me today. As always, I appreciate you so much. Please share this episode with someone you care about if you found it useful. Next week, we're going to talk about how to be unhappy for the rest of your life. Until then, take care of your 2042 brain today and don't be normal. Thank you so much for tuning into the Health Courage Collective podcast. I am truly honored that you have paid me the enormous compliment of your time and attention. I would be so grateful if you would share this podcast with someone you know and subscribe so you never miss an episode. This podcast is for entertainment and information purposes only. Statements and views on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Christina Hackett and producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse events by use of information contained herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.